Welcome to RPG Countdown. It's March 26, 2010. I'm your host, Ed Healy.
And I'm Roan Barton. We've got the 10 hottest selling RPG products on tap. Sit back, grab your dice, and get ready to roll.
Number 10.
Rough Magics from Pelgrane Press. This latest eldritch tome for Trail of Cthulhu unfolds the darkest secrets of Lovecraftian magic to the shuddering gaze of keepers and investigators alike. Inside, you will learn the sorcerous practices of the unthinkably alien and ancient beings of the Cthulhu mythos, if you dare. I ask Ken Height why the magics are rough.
Rough Magics is a quote from The Tempest, and whenever I'm stuck for a title for a book, I just steal from Shakespeare. Makes it sound much classier, and and people don't always get it, so it makes me look much smarter. And they're rough magics because humans are only barely capable of perceiving mythos magic, so our approximations and understanding of it can only be rough and inchoate. So when I present the mythos magic in the book, I present all kinds of different flawed human understandings of it and different methods by which you can utilize mythos power.
Yog-Sothoth, Neblodzin.
Number 9.
Taverns from Steve Jackson Games falls from number 1. This GURPS Dungeon Fantasy book includes a description of bar life and tavern regulars, stats for a dozen character types that adventurers might encounter, a template for innkeeper PCs, rules and ideas for bar fights, and more. I asked Sean Punch what kind of adventures one can find in taverns.
GURPS has a sort of kitchen sink approach, right? We throw everything in, so this one supports taverns is a jumping off spot. Taverns is a place to have sort of a part of an adventure, say a brawl or some sort of action in town. And as a place to find a little adventure, if you're short on adventures, that might be interesting in town, like a little thing happening in town you could take care of to pick up some extra cash, make some extra friends. So it's all those things in there.
Thus begins a thousand tales of dungeon delving escapades.
Number 8.
All You Need Is Gloves from Super Genius Games slips from number 2. This is the fifth book in the Loot for Less line, dealing exclusively in items with a market cost of 2,500 gold pieces or less. There are no one-shot magic items here. Everything in these pages is a legitimate, permanent magic item, free of consumable charges and able to be used in adventure after adventure. I asked Hiram Savage about gloves for unarmed combat.
Yeah, one of the things we have in All You Need Is Gloves is there are a lot of gloves that fit for many of the different classes. And one of the cool ones for the unarmed combat guys, specifically monks, are key wraps. And key wraps are, like all the loot for less, a low-level item that you can get at first level that allows the monk to do an extra stunning fist per day. Which, you know, really helps expand what the monk can do and how often he can do it, and it just helps him, you know, really kick ass at first level.
Power-enhancing palm protectors.
Number 7.
Trail of Cthulhu from Pelgrane Press. This new standalone gumshoe system game is set in the 1930s and includes a new take on the creatures, cults, and gods of Lovecraft's literature, addressing their use in gaming. In 2009, Trail of Cthulhu was awarded the Ennie Award for Best Rules and Best Writing. I asked creator Ken Height about the origin of the title, Trail of Cthulhu.
When I was writing a book that is a successor to The Call of Cthulhu, I decided to name it after a novel by August Derleth, because to Sandy Peterson, I am just the August Derleth, the guy who comes around after him and shines a light on his brilliance and says, look what a great job he did. So my game is a barely worthy adventure-minded successor to a true masterpiece.
Pulp Horror and Cosmic Dread.
Number 6.
Champions Powers from Hero Games. This expansion includes complete descriptions of superpowers in nearly 50 categories. new power templates, write-ups, and rules explanations for each power. I asked Steve Long what superpower he'd like to have, and why.
Personally, I would probably have to say mind control, just because it would make life so much easier in so many ways. I think other classic choices are teleportation, flight, and the power to alter the environment. But for me, I think mind control would be the way to go. No more standing in line. No more people cutting me off in traffic.
Thousands of possible superpowers.
Why should you choose gaming paper? Lots of good reasons.
Like using it to wrap presents from a gamer friends?
Well, you could, but this is paper for gaming. It's durable. It lays flat so minis don't topple. It hugs the table, so disturbances like people dropping books and rowdy gamers won't disrupt placement. It's a sheet, so you can cut off any size piece you need, and gaming paper's finish makes for speedy marker drying. You can pick up a roll of 1-inch square or hex grid for as little as $4. Ask your local retailer for gaming paper, or visit gamingpaper.com.
Number 5.
The Genius Guide to Earth Magic from Super Genius Games. This Pathfinder-compatible book aims to make rock-themed spellcasters a viable and interesting option for any campaign. I asked Stan about the unique flavor of Earth Magic as it relates to acids.
So with Pathfinder, they linked acid to Earth kind of as a thematic thing. But in Earth Magic, we decided we wanted to take that away from the liquid acids you usually find and find a way so that it actually felt earthy. And so we developed a lot of spells and effects around the idea of caustic salts, kind of crumbly, crystallized stuff that burns just the way acid would and has the same kinds of effects, but really gets that earth flavor right into the spell.
Magicians, the salt of the earth.
Number 4.
Luvin Lightfinger's Gear and Treasure Shop from Four Winds Fantasy Gaming slips one slot from number 3. This is not a normal list of gear. It includes a deep level of detail about many items, including distinctions between material types, a large number of miscellaneous products, and more. Robert Thompson explains.
You know, one of the things that we thought about as we were working on this book was a lot of people perhaps might not be as interested in the amount of detail that we went into with some of the things, but we were pretty sure that there were enough gamers like ourselves who did enjoy that level of detail of equipment. And that's why, for instance, in Chapter 3, Home and Hearth, you have so much detail on the types of clothing material, the various materials that the clothing could be made from. And you just incredible detail there. Lots of new clothing. We broke down the standard outfits that you could buy into actual different pieces of clothing and got fairly detailed there. But, you know, we also included some details on food and drink of all sorts and toys and games and just miscellaneous items that didn't fit into one category because we knew that there were going to be people, you know, from the forums we'd been on, from the emails we'd received, from our fan page, we knew there were people that were going to want that level of detail out there. So we endeavored to give it to them, and it seems like most everybody's been pretty satisfied with that.
A new place to spend that hard-won loot.
Number 3.
Martial Arts from Hero Games flies up from number 10. Hand-to-hand combat is an element in most adventure genres. Martial Arts gives you the tools you'll need to bring the style of combat to your Hero System 6th Edition game. It also reviews each of the 5 major subgenres of martial arts: realistic, cinematic, wuxia, video game, and anime, and discusses how to create characters and campaigns for each type. I asked Steve Long how our knowledge of martial arts has changed since the last edition of Martial Arts.
When I wrote the last edition of this version of the book, Ultimate Martial Artist, back in 2002, fans of the Sherlock Holmes books, or stories rather, knew that Sherlock Holmes supposedly practiced a martial art called Baritsu. He mentions it in one of the stories, but nobody had any idea what Baritsu was. In the intervening 7 years, somebody has actually researched that and discovered what it is, and people have now dug up enough about it that some people in London are starting to sort of try to recreate it and teach it as a martial art. So I was able to put it in the book. Now there's information about it.
Heroic martial arts.
Number two.
The Genius Guide to the Magus from Super Genius Games. A magus may be a church wizard, a priestess of magic who has studied the arcane arts, or a dynamic spiritualist who sees no difference in the two traditional forms of magic. This Pathfinder-compatible book morphs the divine and arcane traditions into a new base class. I asked Hiram Savage about this combination in The Genius Guide to the Magus.
In 3.x, there's been a lot of attempts to combine arcane and divine magic in an individual character class. And so one of the first attempts really was the Mystic Theurge prestige class that lets you cast both arcane and divine spells. The Magus is really the first attempt to let you do this as a base class. And the way it works is when you create your Magus, you pick a primary spell list, either arcane or divine, and then you also can dip into with a secondary access to spells of the opposite. So if you start off with your arcane as your primary, then you also get a secondary divine spell list that lets you cast both arcane and divine spells from the get-go as a first level character.
Personal power and faith.
Number one.
Player's Handbook 3 from Wizards of the Coast shoots from number 9 to number 1. This latest core rulebook introduces 6 new classes, 4 new races, new skill powers, new superior implements, and more feats and paths for 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons characters. I asked Jesse Decker about the hybrid class rules in Player's Handbook 3.
In previous editions of the game, I've been really excited by the customization you can put into characters. And a lot of that returns with the hybrid rules for classes in Player's Handbook 3. As I said, I really like this customization. I really like being able to pick the specific powers from lots of different classes that let me build the hero that I want to play.
Build the hero you want to play.
Mission complete.
That wraps up our countdown. Join us again in 2 weeks when we'll start back at the top and bring you the 10 hottest selling RPG products.
Drop by RPGCountdown.com, where you can leave comments and find a link to our show page on Facebook.
Visit RPGCountdown.com/stats for a list of the sources that determine our rankings, and for links to where you can buy products from participating retailers and publishers.
Would you like your purchases at your local game store to affect the countdown? Encourage your local retailer to contact us and find out how they can contribute to our rankings.